Morning. I'd like to call the July 12th City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Board meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Ms. Cundick?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Bourne is not here. And Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Mr. Sino is here as well.
Have all members of the board had the opportunity to review the June 14th, 2012 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Are there any corrections or amendments? Hearing none, all is in favor of approving the, well, chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So approved.
So motion.
Motion by Mr. Brown. I think the second is Mrs. Hines. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
No.
Hearing none, all is in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Does any member of the board like to disclose any ex parte communication with any party to any case? Okay. Let the record reflect that Mr. Bourne has arrived. Will all members of city staff who will be testifying please come forward and be sworn? We can wait, Amy. I'll just go through the rest of it. Are there any announcements?
I do have a few announcements. I think you'll just come back and go around where everybody has a
case. Okay.
You solemnly swear on the purpose of the testimony you're about to provide us, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We do have a few more cases that are in compliance that aren't on the agenda. Marcus compliance, case number 7. It's in compliance as of July 7th. Case number 11. It's in compliance as of, July 10th, 2012. Case number 13, in compliance as of today. Case number 16, in compliance as of July 7th.
Was that 16?
16, yes, sir.
The date again?
I'm sorry?
The date?
The 7th.
7th, thank you.
And case number 19, in compliance as of July 7th.
I might actually get out here earlier today.
That's happened before.
Bunch of Mr. Brown's
house today. Just a little information for those persons who are in the audience. I'd like to ask, first of all, that you put your cell phones on vibrate or silent mode. And as you come forward to testify, please speak into the microphone because the proceeding is being recorded. Okay. We'll begin with hearing of cases, beginning with case number 1, which is CEB 041154, which is in compliance as of July 3rd, 2012. Case number 2 is CEB 051241, WM and Suzanne E. Phillips. Property is located at 1505 Crescent Ridge Road. Is the respondent here?
I thought he was.
Yeah. And we're here for a consideration of imposition of a fine.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Collins. I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code officer, and my credentials are on file. We're here on case number CEB 051241 between William and Suzanne Phillips versus the city. We're here for, of course, it was removal of outside storage, the gutters, fencing, and to scrape and paint the exteriors. The fencing has been removed for the most part. The ladder on the roof was removed. The city is recommending to impose fine. I have not seen a change in the last 60 days.
Okay.
We gave them 60 days to come into compliance.
And what would be your...
Imposed 50 per day, capped at 10.
Okay. Good morning. Are you Mr. Phillips?
Good morning. William Phillips.
Okay. Would you raise your right hand, Mr. Phillips?
Solemnly swear or affirm the testimony about to provide us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
What would you like to tell us, Mr. Phillips?
We've been working on the house daily since the weather broke. And what you see in the pictures is not the place where we started. We're on the northwest side. And it would be in the lower corner, that where the garage is.
There's a bigger screen there for you, Mr. Phillips.
Okay. We're on the left-hand side of that, on the other wall. The fence is all gone. There's new fence being delivered today, which we'll have put up as soon as possible. And it's just a long process. It's an old two-story house, and it's taken a lot of scraping and caulking to prep it for painting. So I just need more time and money.
Ms. Collins has recommended we impose a fine of $50 per day with a maximum amount of $10,000. Can you give us more information as to what caused the delays?
Well, the last month it was mostly weather, and I can't really afford to hire a contractor to do all the work, so I'm relying on my two sons to help me when they get off work after hours. So it's...
Have you maintained any communications with Ms. Collins, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, I did.
Consistently?
I've called her twice, I think, in the last period.
In the last 60 days?
No, in the last, since the last...
Last
here.
Meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
Could you say exactly what it is that you have accomplished since May?
We've removed three of the dead bay trees that have been dying because of blight, removed the fencing around the most all the property, cleared out a lot of undergrowth and stuff. We've scraped, puttied and primed the west side of the garage, and we're continuing, you know, daily with replacing small pieces of wood that need replaced and caulking windows and just generally, you know, prepping it for a paint job.
Are you living in this home?
Yes. Lived there for 30 some years.
How long do you think it's going to take you to complete the, we'll bring the property into compliance?
I would like to get it done as soon as possible, but like I said, with the weather and the afternoons and everything, it's just hard to make any progress. We get maybe 4 hours of work a day on it.
Given a scenario of perfect weather every day, how long do you think it will take you to get it done?
I'd like to think a month.
Have any questions of Mr. Phillips?
Actually, Ms. Collins, how much progress has been made? I know you stated that the fencing is down. Is the outside source done?
Yes.
So we're now down to the gutters and the scraping and painting?
The gutters have been removed also.
Right. Okay, so it's, you're going to replace them, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, after the painting
the gutters
and everything.
Has there been satisfactory work done with scraping?
I see some work,
it's hard to see any progress when you're scraping the old paint off and getting it ready to prime, you know, and then in the last week, we've got a lot primed that we've been working on, so.
You say you're putting in a new fence?
Yes.
Today, or?
It's being delivered today, so it'll be, you know, done throughout the week.
I don't know that the fencing replacing it is major. It was to get rid of the dilapidated, which is gone.
Well, I feel a measure of sympathy for this gentleman. I have lost two magnificent bay trees. I'm waiting for the tree guy to come back and finish it off, and it's going to cost me quite a bit of money to do it. I'd like to give them another 30 days before we really impose the fine.
Mr. Phillips, what do you think you can accomplish in 30 more days?
I'm trying to get more scraping and priming done. You know, it's an old wooden siding house, so it's, you know, you have to take it down to, you know, get all the loose paint.
I understand. So you would think in a month everything will be scraped and primed?
I'm not a contractor, so I can't really give you a good estimate, but I would think a month would be enough time. And I'm not able to do any of the ladder work anymore.
You were saying in a month, you had 60 days, rain or weather?
Yeah, there was a lot of rain in that previous month.
Well, you actually had since
January. Yeah. Can you tell us what you've done since January, Mr. Phillips?
Well, we started
almost four months ago.
We started trimming trees back in January.
Did you make any effort to try to scrape the paint during that time as well?
No.
Can you tell us why not?
It's just trying to focus on some of the obvious stuff, like removing the fence and getting the dead trees down.
Were the trees a part of the original citation, Barbara? Okay. Yeah, I mean, because you continue to mention it, sir. It wasn't a part of the original things you were cited for. Now, I understand you're trying to spruce up your property,
yeah.
But I would think, you know, if you're cited for something, you would put concentration on the things you've been cited for versus the aesthetics
right.
of the property.
The trimming of the trees was.
Mm-hmm.
They were overgrown in the front.
So the trees was?
The trimming of it, not removal.
Well, they were dead, so they
didn't. Yeah.
According to information that I have in front of me, Mr. Phillips, there were two reinspection dates also, the date of March 1st, 2012, and April 4th, 2012. Those were reinspection dates when Mrs. Collins probably came out to look at the property again. So I would think, based on that and the notification of the violation that goes back to January, there should have been some type of progress. And understanding, I would also add, as to what should have been done or accomplished. That's my opinion. Mr. Bowens, were you making a motion?
No, it was a suggestion, and I think it's for the proponent of the motion if she wants to amend it.
There's no motion on the floor.
There's no motion.
I wanted to clarify.
A 30-day continuance before.
Yeah, I didn't get to start right away because I had a fall in January and I had a concussion and my hip's blown out now. So it took me a while to recover from that. So it's probably not till maybe the middle of February when I actually started addressing some of the major issues there.
Let me ask, you said that your two sons are pretty much responsible for making sure that the property is brought into compliance.
Yes.
How much reliance do you place on them to get this done?
Well, they have day jobs, so they, you know, work, you know, after, when they get off work, they come over and help.
Are they consistent? Are they showing up one day
yeah.
a week,
oh,
two
yeah,
days a week, three, every day?
Yes. Well, there's a few days during the week where they don't show up, but on weekends they're there.
Mr. Phillips, this is your home for 30 years, so I have a certain amount of understanding for you, but you've got to come together as a family, and if we give you an extension, you've got to do this.
There was a long period where my wife was ill, and I just wasn't addressing issues, and she passed away last year, so it's just been a series of
yeah.
stuff that hasn't been taken care of. I apologize for that.
Will you make a motion, Mr. Bournes, for 30 days?
I
have
moved to.
Oh, okay. Do we?
Just to clarify the 30 day, would you want the next cutoff? Or
the next cutoff, yes, thank you.
That would be August 1st.
No, he hadn't made a motion yet. Did he?
The normal
no.
Now, yes.
Yeah. I have a motion by Mr. Bourne. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion, Ms. Bourne's, a second, Mr. Harrington. Other questions and comments by members of the board? And I have a question for Barbara. I know that you suggested that we go ahead and fine Mr. Phillips. Barbara, what's your opinion of if this motion proceeds and gets the necessary votes, what would be your opinion of that?
The city agrees.
Okay. Okay. Are there any additional questions or comments?
I have a comment.
No, so this is...
You can't.
This is for the board.
I'm a retired painting contractor.
This is for the board, sir. This is not for the public.
Oh,
this
okay.
is for the board. Mr. Phillips, if given to August the 1st, do you think you can get some work done, significant work done? I would just hate for us to be back at this predicament. You're saying give me another 30 days.
I don't foresee completing it by August the 1st.
Well, believe me, our inspectors work with you, and if they're saying
okay.
they understand the weather, if they see progress, they're willing to work with you.
Okay.
And, that's something she could recommend, but, I just don't want us to be back at this same point next month where you're saying, well, give me another 30 days and nothing is done.
Right.
Do you think that'll give you enough time, August 1st?
I will try to do as much as we can, and I'll keep in touch with the department.
Keep definitely one of the best options.
Yeah.
Contact with
weather and everything else withstand. I apologize again, and I promise not to become another Prince Mongo.
Well, if there are weather issues, we can certainly understand that, so we're not going to fault you for that. That's something that's outside of your control, and again, Ms. Collins would certainly understand as well. We do have a motion and a second. Are there additional comments or questions by members of the board?
I'm concerned about this weather issue. I happen to live on Beachside, and I don't think we've had much rain on Beachside for months. So I cannot to use that, to give that too much credence is the reason the work's not getting done, and I'm having a really difficult time with this because I want this is a nice old house that, I'd like to see progress on it, and I'm not seeing progress on it.
Well, we are making progress. I mean, I know it's hard to see when you're just scraping and painting.
I understand.
Once it gets to a certain point, then, the progress will be more evident.
Do you understand the position that we're considering, Mr. Phillips? Do you fully understand it?
Yes.
Okay, are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
I mean, I'm on a limited income, so I'm having to buy materials and stuff on a, time interval.
Just personally.
Fine would be, I couldn't begin to meet it.
Just personally, I agree with Mr. Harrington. I think as a family, you would want to come together. I don't know what your situation is for your sons financially, but I would hope they would want to contribute. Considering the circumstances you described, I would hope, but we can't force that, of course, but I would hope that would be something that they would consider along with the labor that they're providing. Okay, Ms. Heim, did you have a question or comment? Okay, we do have a motion and a second. If there are no more questions or comments, all those in favor of allowing Mr. Phillips until August 1st to bring the property into compliance, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay, we have one. Opposition is Himes. Okay, we're allowing you until August 1st, Mr. Phillips, to bring the property into compliance. I would advise you to maintain constant contact with Ms. Collins, especially if there are issues that are unexpected. Otherwise, we'll be back in this position next month.
All right. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
How do you want me to get to you weekly or?
I'll go by.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Case number 3 is CEB 041226. ABEW Partnership LLP, and that case is in compliance as of June 29, 2012. Case number 4 is CEB 041235. I believe it's either JOKA or JOKA Holdings Incorporated. That property case is in compliance as of July 3, 2012. Case number five is CEB 061257, St. John's Revocable Living Trust. It's in compliance as of June 3, 2012. Case number six is 061260, Stephen L. and Deborah J. Rafton. Property is located at 948 Pelican Bay Drive. Mr. Respondent here?
Yes.
Steve Rathjen.
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, and the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. I'm Vicki Langford, employed for the City of Daytona Beach, and my credentials are on file with the city. This is case number CE 2012-1039, City of Daytona Beach versus Stephen L. and Deborah A. Rathjen. Property address is 948 Pelican Bay Drive. Parcel ID 5236-0900-1130. We're back today with this case with the same issues. There have been some things that have been accomplished. Once again, we seem to be doing 11th hour work and 11th hour permits. Permits were pulled for electric and for plumbing. The plumbing has been capped in the back. There was some electrical work done. There is still electrical work to be done. The house numbers were put on the house. The driveway has been repaired. There is still some outside storage. We still have the deck, and we still have electrical problems, and we need finals on the electric and the plumbing. And some of the cosmetic items are in compliance, but the city is requesting, in light of past history with this property and due to a constant 11th hour, we wait until the very last minute, then we apply for things, we get things done, and we stretch it out for another 30 days. Then we apply for more things, stretch it out, get another 30 days. Looking at that, looking at past history, the city is requesting a fine of $100 a day with a maximum fine of $15,000 until all the violations are corrected. If work progresses, a lien review would be in order. If work stalls, then we've saved ourselves time.
You talked about the history. Could you just go over that? I know that this notification was given in April. I see that. And
we have a prior history on this house.
Okay. But that has no bearing on this.
It actually can.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you?
Was this the house that was for siding?
Exactly. Uh-huh. That was 11 months. Month after month after month, we're back. Problems after problem after issue, and still no, it's got a running lien on it now because nothing was ever done. Okay. So that's where I'm looking at the history, and now we're doing the same thing, 11th hour issues all the time.
When were those permits pulled that you referred?
They were requested on the 29th of June.
29th of June.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Vicki, if we were to impose a fine, would you want that effective today?
Yes.
Mr. Rafton, would you like to speak to us and give us some information that would be helpful for you?
Yes, I would. This, what has gone on with this? Last month I came here with this, and I had met with Vicki on it, and I had spoke to everyone saying I could get everything done, I thought, other than the porch situation. I tried to pull permits for it. I was told I had to go back to Pelican Bay for ARC approval, things like that. I put the forms in there. As far as the last minute, what she's saying about I had not come out and did the work until the last minute, a lot of it was later on. I got a family member that's deathly ill in Halifax Hospital in intensive care. And it's been really trying to get all this stuff done and balance life with what's happening. I have moved ahead on trying to do everything she asked to do. I did everything on her list other than really the And I gave her pictures. Some of the pictures she has does not reflect what was done. And at this point, I'm doing all that I can do. I don't know what more I can do. I'm trying. I've got everything in for permits and moving ahead on everything. I cleaned up everything that I could clean up. There's no debris laying there. The only thing is just some construction materials laying there, which is siding, which is directly bearing to the siding project I'm doing there. And I'm just waiting on that. And that's what I'm trying to do at this point. I'm not jerking around. I'm not playing around. I'm just trying to get it done and doing the best I know how to do. And that's all I can say, gentlemen. I mean.
Would the permit's issued, or would it just apply for?
The electric and plumbing permits were issued.
Thank you.
And I did the plumbing. I did the electrical as far as the one section, but there's another section I have to deal with because it's involving where the porch is and there's some siding there. So that's all kind of in one package to do it. But what I knew about, I took care of right away. So that's one.
Using licensed contractors for this electrical work?
I was doing the electrical myself because I can do it under the code. It's legal, and I'm versed in that end of it.
Vicki, you said he was waiting for a final. Was that plumbing or electrical?
Plumbing. Electric, yeah. Okay. The plumbing and the electric permits were requested on the 29th. They were approved on the 1st.
They were requested before that.
I'm looking at the official document.
I don't know what you're looking at because I'm
looking at the official building permit for the building permits and licensing department.
It seems like it was before that if I look at the applications. But anyway.
I understand when you said about the art committee at Falcon Bay. When did you apply, and what did you apply for?
I applied to to have them reapprove to do like more siding work to do than I originally was doing, and then also applied to redo the back porch. That was one of the main issues that Vicki had, and I had put in for a permit for that, and they came back to me. The city came back to me and said I had to go before the art committee on that, and I turned that back into the art committee, and they said that they're going to look at that next week, is what they had told me. So that's where that.
So you just submitted to the art committee?
Yeah, I just found out about it for that I needed to do that. I didn't know, and I ran and did it as soon as I was told. I ran and did it.
Mr. Rapton, did you communicate that to Ms. Langford?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And I also tried to put two phone calls into Hector Garcia as well yesterday to try.
And when did you say you found out that you had to go before the board at Pelican Bay?
When did I find that out?
When did you find out?
I found that out yesterday when they called me and said that they were waiting on that and they couldn't move ahead. And as soon as I found out, then I acted on it right away. As well, I talked to Vicki and the city at the same time and Pelican Bay.
Have you had other work done in the past where you've had to apply to the art committee at Pelican Bay?
Well, I did on the siding one time. But
so you're aware of.
But I didn't realize it on redoing what was there on the deck, and no one realized it when I turned it in, and then they called me and said, "We got to have this." I said, "Okay," and I moved on it immediately.
Mr. Rafton, how long have you owned this home?
Since 92.
Since 92.
Yeah, and one of the things, just for the record, I had gotten involved in the siding project that had gotten dragged out. I had gotten hurt. I fell with a ladder and got twisted up and gotten hurt, and that's what happened to me, and that's what got put that behind, and they were hitting me with fines and left and right. And then I got going on this thing again and trying to get everything done. And I'm trying to move through the whole project is what I'm trying to do at this point.
Hopefully you had the accident. Did you let Ms. Langford know?
I wasn't dealing with Ms. Langford at the time.
Okay, or whoever, the code
guard. Yeah,
whoever.
Yeah.
Did you let them know?
Yeah, I twisted up my back. Good.
She was asking, did you inform the code inspector that you had the accident?
At that time, yeah. I said I had fallen and hurt my back. That was
right. Who was your inspector?
Dan Garcia.
Is that for this case, though?
No, that was what we were talking about before, the ongoing thing. I was going through getting all that taken care of, and that's what had happened.
And she asked us to look at history.
Right.
And that's why I brought the history back up to it, how that was. I was moving along, working along with Dan closely, trying to get everything done, and I was moving through it when that happened.
And adding to that, the neighbors, it's a constant ongoing problem for the neighbors. It's a difficult situation.
Vicki, what's you noted also there's outside storage. Is it lumber or other items that maybe are out there?
Some wood on the back patio that's been there for a very long time.
That's
on the north side
hold on,
of the
Mr. Rapton.
There's a little inset
and there's a bunch of stuff in there too. Some of the outside storage has been removed at that lumber store.
The reason I ask is because it seemed like it's probably something simple and it could be cured.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got pictures where I had gotten rid of most anything that was stored on the outside of the building, pretty much, other than that siding that's on the back deck where I was going to use it. That was the only thing, because it's heavy to move around. But if I have to move that in the garage, I can do it. But I didn't think it was an issue because it was directly related.
Why haven't you moved it since at least our last meeting, Mr. Rackley?
I didn't know I didn't know that had to be moved. It was directly related to what I was doing on the construction.
You don't see the exact verbiage of what she asked you to do when you say you don't think it had to be moved?
I understood that if it was directly linked to what you were doing on that part of the building, it wasn't an issue. Maybe I misunderstood it. But everything else I did move. It's nothing. There's nothing else really there. I've got pictures showing it.
Have you called? Well, when is the date for the inspection for the plumbing and the electrical? When is the final inspection scheduled?
It has not been scheduled yet because I got a little bit more I want to do on the electrical. The plumbing, I could call it in today.
I'd like to make a motion.
We'll make a motion. Let me bring out Mr. Smart advised me that he is on the art committee, appellate committee. I don't think it's a conflict of interest. But he said he's certainly willing not to vote if anybody else feels it is. And I don't think he's not going to be getting any benefit economically by being on that committee. But he is on the committee and wants to disclose it.
I don't see it either.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we impose a fine of $100 a day, capped at $15,000, just as the city has suggested.
What's the effective date, Ms. Kundig?
Excuse me?
The effective date?
Beginning today.
We have a motion by Ms. Kundig. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second by Mr. Harrington. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Is that just Mr. Bourne's?
It's
two. And Ms. Himes? We'll do a roll call vote then. Ms. Kundig? Or you can do it, Amy.
Okay. Ms. Kundig?
Aye.
Ms. Himes?
Nay.
Mr. Bourne's?
Nay.
Mr. Brown?
Aye.
Mr. Smart?
Aye.
Mr. Harrington?
Aye.
And Mr. Stevens?
I'm still on the fence. I was hoping we wasn't going to do this.
Well, if we...
Does it matter?
Does
my vote matter?
Only two votes on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure.
Captain State.
You need to vote.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
5-2.
Can't be 5-2. We only have 6 members, do we? No, we're all here. Okay, sorry. Never could count.
And Mr. Rafferty, what we've done, we have imposed a fine of $100 per day effective today with a maximum amount of $15,000. Of course, the fine runs until the property is brought into compliance or until we reach the $15,000 maximum. What I would like to advise you to do is to try to expedite the work so that you can, kind of.
I can't afford
to sign.
I can't do it. I was out of work. I got hurt. I was out of work for a long time.
Well, we have a lien review process.
Yeah. You can also, once the property is brought into compliance, and compliance means Ms. Langford or one of the other inspectors comes out and says, yes, it is in compliance, you'll have the opportunity to come back before this board, and we can review the lien, and we can consider reducing the amount at that time. But we cannot do that until the property is brought into compliance.
Yeah. In your advantage, to get that as soon as possible.
I'm trying. I got the deck stacked against me here. I got people saying things that I'm hearing that's going on is very unprofessional. That's what's gone on here. I know what's going on behind closed doors, and there's some things that I'm very aware of. And you people are just hearing what they want you to hear. They don't know the rest of it.
Well, I would advise you also, Mr. Rapshin, to communicate as much as possible with Ms. Langford.
I've tried.
Especially if there are situations that prevent you from getting the work done.
I've tried, sir.
Please continue to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move forward, go ahead, Ms. Himes.
Did I hear Ms.
Langford
say
100? She said 100. Yes. Before we move forward with hearing the cases, I think this is appropriate. I'd just like to acknowledge our former city manager and candidate for mayor, Ms. Gwen Asma Edwards.
City up there. City clerk.
What did I say?
City manager.
Oh. I'm sorry, Gwen. City clerk. I know that, too. And I know that. Vicki, I know that you have one more. We can take yours, number 12, if it's okay with the members of the board. We're going to skip around for members of the audience just to get the inspectors out. She only has one case left, and that's case number 12, which is CEB071269, Diana M. Benazet, and the property is located at 156 Westwood Drive. Just a respondent here.
Okay. My name is Vicki Langford. I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer, and my credentials are on file with the city. This is case number CE 2012-1210, City of Daytona Beach versus Diana Benazet. Property address is 156 Westwood Drive, Daytona Beach. Parcel number 533-0300-0280. There were a number of items wrong with this house. There was peeling paint. There was a lot of outside storage, and no occupational license. I have been in contact with the property owner, who has done a really nice job of the house. The house really looks, and I think you'll see from the pictures, it was a bit of a mess. But everything's been painted. All the outside storage has been removed. It looks as good as the rest of the neighborhood now. The only issue left is the occupational license, which she did apply for. She did get an inspection. It did fail. I don't know why. She expects that it will be taken care of by the next hearing. So where we are is non-compliance, but next cutoff.
Okay. Does any member of the board have any questions of Ms. Langford? Hearing none, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
The motion is Mr. Brown, second Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Thanks, Vicki. Okay, let's go backwards.
Number eight.
Okay. Case number seven has been disposed of. That case was in compliance as of July 7th, 2012. Case number eight is CEB061261, Land Trust 554, Cedar Care Up Trustee, LLC. Property is located at 554 Cedar Street. Is the respondent here?
Mr. Chairman, the property is still in non-compliance. I did receive a call from, I guess, one of their reps, stating that the house was for sale. They were going to show papers stating such. I've never met the person. He never tried to get in contact with me. So the city is requesting the fine to be imposed, $250.
Okay. Eddie, is the property still occupied?
To my knowledge, it's still occupied, and no rental license has been obtained.
Based on the information that's provided by the inspector, Chair would entertain a motion imposing a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Kundig, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes.
Yes.
Tony.
Okay. I was just asking about the other items that were indicated.
They're in compliance. I believe.
But I guess they were previously announced to be resolved.
Are they in compliance?
There's just one family living there.
Oh, okay.
Just one family, yeah.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah.
I have a question. So they can continue with the dorm living and...
Negative. There's only one family living there.
Dorm living has been taken care of.
That's taken care of.
The only issue that's current now would be the occupational license.
Okay.
Yes. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Case number 9 is CEB 061264. It's a Joha Christian. Property is located at 549 Park Drive. Is the respondent here?
No, the respondent is out of town. They're out of town investors. They will be here at the beginning of August 1st. They asked for the next cutoff, which the city wants to grant. They are going to fix the exterior, and they're going to make. They are investors, so they are going to repair the exterior of the property.
Okay.
So, next cutoff, please.
Okay. Based on information and testimony provided by the inspector, chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012, to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Borns, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, this was first violated in March. Did these investors own the property in March?
It took time to get in contact with the investors. I had to speak with neighbors and get numbers. After speaking with them, they asked for more time, so I'm granting them the time.
Eddie, do we have the proper mailing address for the investors? I see 47 Center Street, number 1 in Ellenville, New York.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions?
Yeah, I need to go back to if the property was bought in March, why nothing has been accomplished on this property since March. Whether they're in town or out of town doesn't have a bearing on my decision.
My main focus is getting them to repair the exterior wall, and if that time frame is copacetic with their request is copacetic with me on them repairing it within that time frame, I have no problem giving the time frame to repair. The property right now is vacant, is an investment property. The exterior wall is obvious, needs to be repaired. Give them the benefit of the doubt to repair.
And they feel they have to be here in order to have the wall repaired.
They're trying to get someone local to repair it. They haven't been able to do so, according to what she has told me. But she will be here August 1st to resolve the issue.
Mr. Lopez. Is this the norm for out-of-town investors or out-of-town?
I take it case by case. She did explain to me her reasoning why it wasn't repaired. She did pick up the trash and debris that was on the property and did other violations that were issued. She did take care of it, but the exterior of the wall, she hasn't been able to obtain someone local to repair it. She asked for more time, and I was okay with that.
Mr. Lopez, you just stated she'll be in town on first. That's our cutoff date. So are we looking at another potential?
Well, she says she'll be in town here, but she's working on someone to get that resolved. So she says she'll have it by the first of August. So that's why I'm reiterating.
Gotcha.
Eddie, have you also spoken to her about maybe, the fact that if she's going to rent the property, she'll need the occupational license?
No. I have not spoken with her on that aspect of it.
Okay, you might want to talk.
It's an investment property. She might be wanting to sell it.
Sure.
After I speak with her, I have to do a final inspection on the exterior. She knows this.
Mm-hmm.
I informed her on that, and I would ask her if she's going to rent it, sell it, what's her intentions.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Mr. Lopez, is this the way the property looks?
Currently? Yes, ma'am.
And did she give you a reason for why she doesn't cut the grass or keep up the
The grass has been cut, the trash and debris has been cured. Right now, currently, it's just that exterior damage to the exterior stucco.
Ms. Kunde, I think these are recent photos, but not current.
Okay.
Get to your question.
Yeah.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Who's that? Widgie. Okay. Ms. Kunde. Okay. Eddie, how about if we skip around a little bit and take care of some of yours as well? Case number 17. Case number 17 is CEB 071274, Merrill C. Lloyd. And I know he's deceased, so he won't be showing up. The property is located at George W. Ingram Boulevard. It's a vacant lot, and for the record, the parcel number, short parcel number, is 5338-98050060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you raise your hand and tell us who you are?
I'm Craig Lloyd.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And because I'm somewhat familiar with who you are, Mr. Lloyd, I believe you're Mr. Merrill's son.
Right.
Okay. There's no personal relationship or any business for the record. I just happen to know who he is. Eddie, what can you tell us about it?
Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer, case number CE 2012-1164, City of Daytona Beach versus Lloyd Merrill C. Property address is George Ingram's parking lot. Parcel ID number is 381-533-98050060. Picture's about to see a true and accurate of what I observed. This is an accessory structure. Fence is torn on the property. I posted the property. I spoke with one of the representatives of the property, and apparently they don't have the funds to repair the fence. The fence either needs to be repaired or removed. The city's requesting 30 days to come into compliance.
Mr. Lloyd, what can you tell us about the situation?
On yesterday, we were able to get estimates from AAA Fence, and this morning, the Tolliver Fence Company. So,
go ahead and speak into the mic for us.
We plan on having the problem rectified within a 30-day time period, no problem.
The accessory structures, has that been settled, or what is that complaint?
The accessory structure is the fence.
Oh, you have accessory structures, fences, and walls. That's what you mean
by
it's
the fence. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a quick question, Eddie. If the fence is removed, would that satisfy our concern?
Yes.
Well, I would prefer to my father put it there, and I want to rectify it. I think it's a good safety measure to have it there.
That's your decision.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's
what I prefer. But I just, Mr. Lloyd, just wanted you to understand that
I could remove it.
Well, the concern for the city was just it being removed, so you didn't have I don't know your finances. You didn't have the urgency to get the new fence in. Just tearing the old one down would satisfy the city.
But it's not a lot of damage, except, well, for what you're looking at. Evidently, a car hit it to take it down like that. And I'm going to make it stronger. And next time, we'll be able to know who hit it for sure.
Mr. Lloyd, do you have power of attorney, or are you going to be speaking on behalf of your father, who, for the record, I noted is deceased?
Right. And I am a PR for the estate. So.
That's sufficient.
Okay. We have the address for the record as, let's see,
Florida Street.
Florida Street, right. Is that a good address for you?
Yeah.
If we did.
That's good. That's a piece of the property in Nevada.
1609 Florida Street?
Yes, sir.
I'll return letters.
It was returned? Well, I can give you my address.
Okay.
Actually, we have an address on Indigo Drive as well.
That's another one of his properties. But can I please give you a card for me? 540 Morning Sun Drive. Unit 925.
Okay, that's Daytona?
No, Ormond.
The zip code then, please.
And the zip code? 321-74.
Thank you.
Morning Sun Drive?
Uh-huh.
What was the
number? 925 is the unit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lord, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notification?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got a torn down fence. And how it got like that, I have no idea. But thank you for letting us know, you know, notifying us, and we do plan on correcting it.
Okay. Based on information and testimony that's provided by the inspector and the respondent, chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012. Or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Bourne. I don't know if Mrs. Himes is first or Mr. Smart.
Ladies
second
first.
By Mrs. Himes. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Your daddy was my electrical man for many, many years.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we did a lot of work in town.
Sure did.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Good to see you again.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I have one with me, but I'll be
case number 18 is CEB 071275, Horace R. and Tammy T. Broadnax. Property is located at 572 Magnolia Avenue, aka 155 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I see that respondent is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you state your name and be sworn?
Horace Broadnax.
Raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Broadnax, let us hear from Mr. Lopez first, and then we'll take some testimony from you as well.
Eddie Lopez, the Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. Case number CE 2012-1458, City of Daytona Beach. Versus Mr. Horace Broadnax and Tammy T. Broadnax. The address is 572 Magnolia Avenue, also known as 155 South Martin Luther King Boulevard in Daytona Beach, city limits. Parcel ID is 39153323010021. The pictures you're about to see are true and accurate. What I observed, this is a corner lot by Magnolia and South Martin Luther King. The fence, we have fence damage here, high grass and weeds, excessive chip paint, rotten wood. Mr. Engineer, we can go to the next. If you could hold on here for a second, Mr. Engineer. There's a rental property. There's two buildings on this lot. Starting here, we have excessive chip paint, rotten wood. This balcony towards the right has black paper, needs siding, which a permit needs to be obtained. It just has rotten wood that's not that needs to be removed. We could go to the next one, Mr. Engineer. As you can see, it's evident here with the rotten wood. Looks unsturdy, unsafe. It needs to be repaired by a licensed contractor. The stairways are, again, it's evident, rotten wood. This property here is a rental property, currently has no occupational license. It wouldn't even pass if he was to apply for the occupational license. If you could hold that there for a second, please. It looks like they have a dryer, and they're using the vent on the dryer to the exterior of the window. The window, if you can see,
It's being held by a jar, so it leads me to believe that the window can be held up on its own hardware. So that needs to be repaired. Along the trimming of this window, we have rotten wood, chip paint that needs to be addressed. If we can go to the next picture, Mr. Engineer. This is a picture here of the front of the property of 155. A lot of rotten wood and chip paint that needs to be addressed. This is the front of the property, 572 on Magnolia side. It's a vacant property. It's open. It needs to be secured. The property also has chip paint, may have some rotten wood that needs to be addressed. The garage is open. It's unsecured. The property is also unsecured towards the rear that we need to see if we can get that secured. Currently, the property needs a lot of work. I have spoken to the property owner on mowing the grass, fixing the fence, also pressure washing, prepping to paint the property, as well as repairing the rotten wood within 30 days. He's requesting 60 days to come into compliance, but if we can do 30 days and then just do an assessment within that time frame, we'll take it from there.
Did you say 30 days, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
And then come
30
back.
Days to, you know, basically what I've spoken with the property owner is get 30 days, fix the fence, mow the property, secure the properties, as well as fix the lighting. There's an exterior lighting on the building, north side, that's being used with an extension cord.
Okay.
So we need to get a contractor to come in and do that lighting, which is right here towards the stairways. Is being used with a extension cord for lighting.
Right.
Again, this property here is a rental property, and there is tenants on there. So if we can get that rectified, then that'd be.
So you want to allow 60 days, but ask for a progress report in 30. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Broadnax, is there anything you'd like to tell us about the property?
I'm not here to make any excuses, and I'm going to get the property brought online. I was in conversation with Bethune-Cookman University to sell the property because it's very close. I'm out of town. Not that that means anything, but just what Mr. Lopez has stated, I'd just like to get 30 days to kind of get an assessment. Obviously, the pictures don't look that great. I'm going to meet with a young man that will give me an opportunity to walk through the property and definitely do some of the things that he asked for in the first 30 days, and then come back before this board to articulate a better plan of bringing this in line and in compliance. I'm not trying to duck any responsibilities of getting the property in line.
So you're asking for 30 days to give us a progress report and then another 30 days to get it done?
No, I prefer to get a 30 days for a progress report and then assess to see what my abilities are to get it done, because I know you were saying pulling permits, and I'm not that familiar with pulling permits and being able to get the work done.
Are you going to hire a contractor to do this?
Obviously, yes, because I'm not capable of doing that. So I would like to get the 30 days to do the minimum that he was asking as far as the grass, making it look presentable, cleaning the trash out, maybe even pressure washing it, taking care of the light. I have a friend who is an electrician that could probably take care of the light. Do some of the things that, so when it comes back this 30 days, there's some progress, and then I could give a more intelligent plan of a type that
if you own,
I may ask for 60 days.
You own this property a long time, or
10 years?
In 10 years.
Well, I take that back. 12 years.
12 years.
Just for the record, Mr. Broadnax, and for your information, anything structural or anything involving plumbing or electrical has to be done by a licensed contractor, just for your information. Mr. Lopez has recommended that we ask for a progress report within 30 days and allow you 60 days to bring the property into compliance. And it seems you're pretty much in line with that thinking. So does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Yes. Eddie, do you think that there are life safety issues?
No. What there is with the stairways is rotten wood, but it's sturdy. If you could go to Mr. Engineer to the stairways. This a front picture towards that. There is rotten wood, but towards some slats going up the stairways.
Are they safe?
Yes. I went up a couple of them, but they are safe because it's kind of sturdy. It's just rotten wood. It needs to be addressed. I did speak with him to get the rotten wood removed and taken care of, as well as the trash chunk debris, secure the properties, the front property. It needs to be secured. It's open towards the rear of the property, as well as the garage. The accessory structure, the fence needs to be repaired, and obviously the yard needs to be mowed.
Would it be reasonable to expect the stairs to be replaced by the time of the progress report? I mean, if those are rotting out, I would think that could be done.
It's preferable that he addresses the stairs as soon as possible. But the stairs are sturdy. I won't say that they're going to someone's going to fall through them.
But
if that's your concern on there.
Mr. Lopez, you did say that he have to remove the rotten slats, not replace the stairs. Is this what?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's what I'm stating. Yes.
Is this a duplex, the second building, or the one on Martin Luther King?
Yes.
So it's an up and down.
Three units in there. Two units.
Two units.
It's two units.
Two units.
It's a non-traditional, what they would call a non-traditional triplex. When I got the finance, it's a house with a duplex.
Just right. For the record, okay. If I remember correctly, the building that we're looking at now actually sits on Martin Luther King, and the other structures on Magnolia.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Correct.
It's a corner lot.
Right.
Two buildings.
Yeah.
Mr. Bordnick, are you aware that you're going to have to get a contractor?
Yes, ma'am. That's basically why I wanted the 30 days to kind of assess and have someone walk me through the process so I could intelligently come back. And if I need 30 days to complete it or if I need 60 days, I would make that plea to this board.
The other thing that you should understand also, Mr. Broadnax, is that beyond making the repairs to the property, you're also going to have to get an inspection for the occupational license. After everything is done,
just what Mr. Lopez said probably would fail at this juncture.
It would. Yeah. Okay.
Can you get smoke alarms in that building by next time?
If I need be.
It says so. It says there aren't. I mean, smoke alarms is to me a life safety issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I really would like to hear what you propose to do in the next 30 days so that when you come back, we can make adequate determination about what still needs to be done and your time frame.
From my conversation with Mr. Lopez, the front house to be secured as far as the garage, make all doors, windows, back doors secure so that no one can come in and do whatever they may be doing. Definitely cut the grass, remove all trash from the property, make it look presentable as possible as far as cutting the grass. The lighting on the second floor, I probably need to have an electrician wire that properly. I may even pressure wash the building to knock some of the bad paint off, have the fence replaced toward the end of the property.
Um,
Okay. And I know you added
smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms. Possibly when I meet with the young man today to look at seeing how we could get the wood replaced on the stairwell. I'm not positive about that one.
Well, I don't think a smoke alarm is an expensive fix. If you're going to have an electrician come look at that outside wiring, he could probably wire in a couple of smoke alarms for you.
Okay.
And I don't think that's going to be that expensive. What? That requires a permit?
He's going to wire it in there. It requires a permit, but he can...
Go ahead.
We can get the
battery operated.
Fine.
He just has to put it in each.
Okay.
Is this?
He's got extensive work. So
yes, he does.
Yeah.
The contractor will be able to give him a definitive timeline. So.
But there's some things that can be fixed right now.
Do some repairs.
That haven't been attended to for the last 12 years.
Can I ask a question of Mr. Lopez?
Please.
You've heard what he just said, that he plans on getting done in the next 30 days. Are there any items that he did not include that you feel should be done in the next 30 days?
No, he has went through all the items that I requested him to address.
Okay.
Including the stairway slats that on Rottenwood as well. Those
yes.
Stairways.
Okay.
Mr. Bryant? Hold on, Mr. Broadnax. I'm going to hear from Mr. Bryant after he's sworn this morning.
Good morning, Board. Charles Bryant, Redevelopment Project Manager.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is. Board, I just wanted to advise the property owner, since he's here, that the property is located in the Midtown Redevelopment Area, and before he paints this building, he has to have it that color approved. I'm going to give him my card. You can give me a call when you're ready to paint the building, and we'll get an approved color for you. I didn't want you to paint the building, and then we have to come back out and say, you got to repaint it. Mm-hmm. I know you're going through a lot of repairs and everything. I hear painting, pressure washing, and all of this. I want to make sure that you're aware. A lot of people are not aware. If you're in a redevelopment area, you do have to have that paint color approved before you paint it.
Okay. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board? Based on information and testimonies provided by the inspector, chair would entertain a motion. Well, hold on. Mr. Broadnax, do you agree the sum of all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes, I do.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until September 5th, 2012 to bring the property into compliance, and requiring the respondent to provide a progress report for our August 9th, 2012 meeting. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Or let me add on that, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day plus a $250 administrative fee.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Is there
second.
A second? Second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign.
Hearing this morning or something, you said within 60 days to bring it into compliance.
Yes.
Mr. Lopez and Mr. Bordex say they come back. He'll be back in 30 days.
With a progress report.
Have more
yes.
of an idea of
right.
With.
A progress report at our next meeting.
Can I also ask for some clarification on that? I know August 9th
sure.
is your next board meeting and bring
yes.
back a progress report at
yes.
that particular
right.
time, but you said
yes.
September the 2nd. Which
September
would be
the 5th would be the compliance date.
That would be 60 days from?
Yes. That's the date that you'll have to have everything in compliance. But I would advise you, if you run into any problems, or to maintain communication with Mr. Lopez. And if we need to feel that there's reason to but you'll have to communicate with Mr. Lopez in order for us to consider that.
Okay, because I was under the impression that I would get the progress report and then I would get a time limit from that date.
We can always amend our order at the next meeting, depending on what transpires between now and then.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Lopez's information, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Barbara still here? Oh, Barbara, I didn't realize you had one case.
Yeah.
Case number 10 is CEB 071265, Richard F. and Suzanne R. McGreevy. Property is located at 900 North Wild Olive Avenue. I believe that's respondent. Sorry about that, Barbara.
That's okay. That's Mr. McGreevy. We're here. My name is Barbara Collins. I'm employed with the City of Daytona as code officer, and my credentials are on file. We're here for case number CEB 7-12-65, City versus Richard and Suzanne McGreevy. We're here for the violation was cited for outside storage, roof damage, and occupational license. Work has been going on. The main thing I want to make notation of is he is applying for the rental occupational license. City's going to ask for noncompliance next cutoff, but if he has his rental inspection and there's items that need to be still corrected, permits and licensing gives them 30 more days, so the case might not be able to meet the next compliance because of that.
Okay. Morning, Mr. Grievy. Would you raise your right hand and be sworn?
You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Would you state your name into the microphone, please?
Richard McGreevy.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell us, Mr. McGreevy?
Nothing. Barbara just said it all.
Okay. Do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Do you agree with what you just said?
Yes.
What do you want me to say?
Yes.
I agree. Yeah.
Or no. Yes. Okay. Based on information. Okay, that's all right. Yes. I was asking if these violations existed at the time you were notified by Ms. Collins.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Based on information that was provided by the respondent and the inspector, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
Excellent.
Plus a one-time administrative fee of $250.
$1,000 a day.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Excuse me.
We haven't done anything.
Ms. Collins?
No. We haven't given you a fine. I believe the motion was Mr. Bourne's and the second was Mrs. Himes.
I have a question.
Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Do you live in this house?
No.
You have tenants in this house?
Yes.
Excuse me, if he's going to testify,
right,
he has to come forward. Would you raise your right hand and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear from the testimony you're about to provide, the truth and all truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Barbara, would you?
Robert Sayward.
Thank you.
Robert Sayward.
Would you spell your last name for the clerk?
S-A-W-A-R-T.
What's your relationship to Mr. McGreevy?
I've been a friend of his brother-in-law for 46 years. And Rich has allowed me to come into his home because I'm going through some surgeries and stuff about 4 years ago. And we're just family. We don't consider ourselves any different.
Okay, does your relationship have any bearing or impact on this particular case?
I think so.
In what manner?
Beg your pardon?
In what way?
We're family.
Okay.
I don't pay rent.
The occupant?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I've done all the work on the house, the painting, the cleaning up, and as much as what we can do to bring it into your compliance and request.
Okay.
Barbara, I didn't hear specifically what you said. The outside storage is taken care of?
Pretty much.
The roof has been repaired?
The roof is
right. So we're that's all we're waiting on is the occupational license then?
Well, in minor.
Okay.
We have a motion and second. Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. You're all done, Ms. McGreevy. Thank you very much.
Barbara did a great job.
For the record, case number 11-CEB-071268 is in compliance as of July 10th, 2012. Case number 12 and 13 have been disposed of. Well, actually, no. Case number 12 has been disposed of. Case number 13, which is CEB-071270, is in compliance as of July 12, 2012. Case number 14 is CEB-071271201 North Wild Olive Land Trust, care of Sunshine Properties, LLC, trustee. Property is located at 201 North Wild Olive Avenue. Mr. Respondent here?
No, she's not.
Morning, Danny.
Morning. My name is Officer Garcia. I am employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer. My credentials are on file with the city. This is case number 07-1271. City of Daytona Beach versus 201 Wild North Wild Olive Land Trust, care of Sunshine Properties, LLC, trustee. Property's address is 201 North Wild Olive Avenue, parcel number 05153312220171, and the violations is the damaged roof. I spoke to Ms. Jaroski on actually yesterday, and met her on the property yesterday, and did a walkthrough. The permits have been obtained and been issued on July 3rd. So she does have a contractor, and she says she will have that done. So I'm asking that we go to the, put it in non-compliance, and next cutoff should be done.
Based on information testimony that was provided by the inspector, Chair would entertain a motion found and respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012 to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So move.
We have a motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 15 is CEB-071272-201 North Wild Olive Land Trust, care of Sunshine Properties, LLC, trustee. Property is located at 201 North Wild Olive Avenue.
Yes, this is, I'm Officer Garcia, and I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer. My credentials are on file with the city. And this is case number CEB-071272, City of Daytona Beach versus 201 North Wild Olive Land Trust, care of Sunshine Properties, LLC, trustee. Property address 201 North Wild Olive Avenue, parcel ID number 05153312220171, and the violations are dilapidated handrails, walkways, and exterior walls. I did a walkthrough with Mr. Roski and pointed out what issues need to be taken care of, and basically we had complaints from a previous tenant that got evicted, and this is why it's a separate case, because he happened to have been calling separately. You know, he'd wait a while, and then he'd call about something else. We noticed that the railings were rusted. She's going to see if she can get someone to take a look at it and have them repaired. Also, there's on the second floor, there's an opening, some openings of the exterior wall and some rust, which she'll be taking care of that. And I believe that's about about it.
And just for the record, Candy Jaworski, according to my information, is the registered agent.
Correct.
Based on information and testimony that's provided by the inspector, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance and allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2012, bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 16, CEB 071273, is in compliance as of July 7th, 2012. We have disposed of case number 17 and case number 18. Case number 19, CEB 071276, is in compliance as of July 7th, 2012. Is there any miscellaneous business that any member of the board would like to discuss at this time? Does any staff member have any miscellaneous business?
Well, I should just mention one thing. I'm sure all of you have noticed in the paper about the commission voting on allowing entry into rental properties. I would urge all of you to speak to your commissioner and urge the commissioner to vote yes.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Smart. Is there anyone else who has any miscellaneous business?
Nope. Since you wrote that up, Mr. Smart, why don't you tell us? You're asking us to vote.
Okay, we have seen pictures of places that have been rented out that are atrocious. We had one last year where I guess the renter was upset at the landlord and allowed our people in to take pictures. Remember, it had a mattress next to the toilet. And I'm sure there are a lot of hidden problems that we haven't seen that need to be taken care of. If we want to make Daytona proud, we need to clean up everything, not just owner-occupied places.
Ms. Kundick, do you have anything?
No, thank you.
Ms. Himes? Mr. Bourne's? Do you have anything? Mr. Brown?
None.
Mr. Smart, again? Ms. Harrington? I certainly don't have anything. If there's no other business that needs to come before the board, Mr. Cena. Okay. Guess we're adjourned.